Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to what God is saying to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 7 and 8. Moses said to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." 40 years before Moses spoke these words, Joshua had been one of 12 spies who'd been sent into the Promised Land. Moses had asked them to make an assessment of Canaan, and 10 of the spies brought back an overwhelmingly negative report. They drew attention to the great height of the people who lived in the land, and the size of their walls, which they claimed even reached up to the sky. The people were, not surprisingly, thoroughly demoralized, and concluded that the best thing to do would be to race back to slavery in Egypt. Only 2 of the spies brought a positive report. They were Joshua and Caleb. As a result, the people were condemned to 40 years in the desert, and only Joshua and Caleb were eventually allowed to enter the Promised Land. Although Joshua had 40 years to prepare for this moment, it was still a huge challenge. He needed considerable courage. Moses knew he was the right man to lead the people, but he also knew he couldn't do it alone. He needed to know that God had not only gone ahead of him, but would stay with him as he led the people into Canaan. It's a wonderful privilege when we know what God wants us to do. Perhaps it's to teach children about God, or to work with the homeless, or to pastor a church, or to set up a business, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you need courage. Every job that God gives us to do involves challenges. We may struggle to get all the people and resources that we need to do the job. We will probably confront people who are negative about the work we're doing. In order to be strong for God, we, like Joshua, need to know that God has gone before us to prepare the way, and that he will be with us every step of the journey. So let me ask you a question. In what way does the knowledge of God's presence with you give you courage? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that when you give us a job to do, you always go before us and stay right beside us. Give us courage as we serve you today. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can listen to at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.